is Parsons, and once more it is my pleasure to welcome you to Just a Minute, the exciting, challenging, and sometimes outrageous game in which I ask four guests to speak, if they can, on a subject that I give them, and they try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. Let us meet the four talented performers who today are going to play Just a Minute. We welcome back the irrepressible Tony Hawks, and beside him, the daring Claire Balding, and on my left, the delightful Wendy Richard, and beside her, the engaging Stephen Frost. Please welcome all four. If you're not aware of the rules by yet, they will become obvious as we play the game, which we're going to begin today with Tony Hawks. Tony, duvets. Well, that's a lovely subject. Talk on it, if you can. 60 seconds are available, starting now.
Most governments don't really know what they're doing with their education policy. They're always talking about bringing back the three R's, reading, writing and spelling. But the problem...
Stephen, you've challenged.
Deviation. The subject was duvets, and he's talking about politics.
Well, he hasn't got onto the subject of duvets, so that is certainly a deviation. So, Stephen, a correct challenge. And Stephen gets a point for a correct challenge. He takes over the subject, and there are 52 seconds available. And, Stephen, you start now.
Not many people know that duvet is Norwegian for sheep. And this is where duvets come from. Why that they actually...
Wendy, you challenge.
It's a hesitation, I think, there.
Yes.
I always hesitate around sheep.
That's not what I've heard.
Really, I don't think you should bring your private life into this show like that.
I don't, the sheep do.
But, Wendy, a correct challenge. So you get a point for the correct challenge. You have 45 seconds still left, and you tell us something about duvets starting now.
I personally don't care for duvets. I much prefer blankets because I like to be tucked in all the way round the edges.
Ooh.
But my Cairn Terrier, Shirley Brown, has three different duvets. One for the car, one for the kitchen.
And Stephen Frost.
And one for some,
Sorry, thank you.
She's the right one, that dog.
So Stephen had another correct challenge, another point to him, and 30 seconds still available. Stephen, duvet starting now.
I've got a king-size duvet. It's 7'6" by 7...
It's a difficult game. The seven came out, Wendy got in first. Duvets is back with you, Wendy, and 25 seconds starting now.
I did have a duvet on the bed in the spare bedroom, and once...
Yes.
Bed and bedroom, no.
Bedroom's one word.
I know,
bedroom's
incorrect, one word. Sorry.
I know, don't worry, don't apologise. It's a difficult game, and you have to listen so carefully. So, an incorrect challenge, Wendy, so you get a point for an incorrect challenge. You keep the subject. There are 21 seconds available, starting now.
The duvet was up there, and I have to tell you, it was a nightmare changing the cover on it. To struggle about with a duvet when it comes to laundry day, and having to put the clean...
What did you say then, Sorry, you said
it was sheet. That's what I said, Nicholas.
Oh,
Don't panic.
Stephen, 10 seconds are available. The subject is duvets, and you start now.
Most duvets are made of cotton. Some, of course, nylon. But the best material that duvets can be...
And, Claire, you chance.
Hesitation there. Or stumble.
I don't think so. I know you haven't played as much as the others, but not within the strict rules of Just a Minute.
Sounds like desperation to me. I think Claire's right.
Oh, we're back to the sheet
again. Exactly.
Right. Now, I'm going to give Stephen the benefit of the doubt. I'm always trying to redress the balance if a situation can arise in your favour some other time, Claire. So, another point to you, Stephen. Duvet starting now.
If you put the duvet cover on, make sure that you are wearing gloves for any fingerprints on the...
Half a second before the whistle, what was it?
I think we were hesitating there, weren't we?
I'm going to admit to it.
And you're going to admit it.
Yeah.
So Wendy's cleverly got in with half a second to go on duvets, starting now.
Duvets.
Whoever is speaking in this game when the whistle is blown gains an extra point. On this occasion it was Wendy Richard, and you'll not be surprised to discover she has taken a strong lead at the end of that round. Claire Balding, will you take the next round? The subject, oh, what a lovely one. One of my favourite things, bubble and squeak. Can you tell us something about bubble squeak in Just a Minute, starting now?
Babylon's Creek is probably a dish that Nicholas ate in his deprived childhood during the war. It was made up of the leftovers from Sunday lunch, and it mainly consisted of cabbage and potatoes, which didn't do wonders for the taste, nor for the subsequent aroma of the room in which you were eating it. Not one of my favourite lunches is Babylon's Creek.
Tony, your challenge.
Grammar.
It might have been a repetition of favourite. I think, did she say it wasn't one of your favourite dishes or not?
No, that's I think Nicholas. She repeated lunches, but that was not your challenge. And you have gained a point for an incorrect challenge, and you have the subject still. 42 seconds are available. Bubble and Squeak, starting now.
If you were to devour Bubble and Squeak all day long, you would end up being extremely sick, and you would have a problem with your wind. It is not the best dish in the...
Who's Stephen? Well, it was like a commentary, and then they'd come up to the spit, they were jumping, weren't they? Hesitation is what
I'll saying. Give it to you, yes, yeah. Hesitation on Bubble and Squeak. And I'm sorry, I have to disagree with you. I think it's a great dish. I regularly have Bubble. In fact, I say to my wife, save the leftovers, please, for my Bubble and Squeak. And she does. She gives me a great Bubble and Squeak. She...
Now we're getting into your personal life, Nicholas.
I know, yes. Well, you can call it different things, can't you? But there we are. Bubble and Squeak is the subject. You have a correct challenge, Stephen. You have a point for that. 32 seconds starting now.
In the old days, there was an old comedy double act called Bubble and...
Who's that? Tony, yes.
Repetition of old. In the old days, they were an old...
And it's a correct
challenge. Yeah, it's just a game.
I know, but it's keen, isn't it? Keenness. 29 seconds for you on Bubble and Squeak, Tony, starting now.
Nicholas Parsons is always inviting me round to his house to eat Bubble and Squeak. He is so keen on it, and his wife makes him lovely Bubble and Squeak, and I can testify to that. I used to be cooked it by my Auntie Gladys, a fine old woman who would take me over her knee, but that's another story I don't want to go into, and dish up this food and spoon it into my mouth. I was only 2.5 years old at the time and wasn't able to hold those receptacles in my hand.
Wendy, yeah.
I think we're struggling with the cutlery there, aren't we?
Wendy, correct challenge. And you have 5 seconds, Bubble and Squeak, starting now.
I always intend to make Bubble and Squeak with the leftovers from the Sunday lunch, as I'm a great believer in greens.
Who am I speaking? As the whistle went, as I said before, gains an extra point. It was Wendy, and with the other points in that round and the points from before, she's now in the lead just ahead of Stephen Frost, and trailing a little are Tony Hawkes and Claire Balding. And whose turn is it to begin? Wendy Richard, it's your turn to begin. Croquet. Tell us something about that elegant game in this show, starting now.
I don't really know anything about croquet, except it is played with mallets, balls and hoops. Those of you who can remember Alice in Wonderland, the Queen of Hearts started a croquet game. She used those pink things, flamingos, for the things that you hit.
Claire, your challenge.
I think probably to just put you out of your misery at the
beginning.
Thank
you very much.
Yes. Hesitation, yes, right. Claire, correct challenge. There are 40 seconds available. You've got another point, of course. Croquet is the subject, and you start now.
I believe I'm right in saying that croquet was originally invented as a game for ladies. They played it wearing very long skirts because you could just get the mallet back between your legs without the skirt rising at all to show any knee.
Who's challenge?
Is it skirts?
Skirts.
Oh, sorry, Claire,
have a point. No, she has
Claire.
A point.
You're calling her Clara.
Clara, because she's playing croquet, so you're calling her Clara. Yes. Clara Boiling, yes. There are 31 seconds left for croquet with you starting now.
But since the development of this delightful game, men joined in, and it has now become rather vicious because you can, in fact, hit another player's ball right off the croquet lawn. Think how much more interesting golf would be if Nick Faldo and Colin Montgomery, when they hit their little white things onto the green...
why did you challenge that?
Sorry to interrupt. Repetition of hit.
Yes, you were hit. You got away from hitting the word ball, but you used the word... Oh, it's a tough game. But Tony, you got in cleverly with 18 seconds available. Croquet starting now.
Where Wimbledon tennis championships are played at the All England Club is also a croquet club. Not a lot of people know.
And two clubs. Well done. No. Well, listen, Stephen, you've got croquet. You have 11 seconds starting now.
Not many people know this, but croquet is Norwegian for goat. This word was brought over to England by the Anglo-Saxons and Jutes when they invaded this country with the Vikings and made this game up using their helmets and the heads of the monks they took.
Stephen Frost was speaking as a whistleblower and gained that extra point for doing so. He's equal in the lead now with Wendy Richard. Stephen, it's actually your turn to begin. Oh, this is an interesting subject. August the 11th, 1999. Tell us something about that particular date, starting now.
August the 11th, 1999, is actually the date of the total eclipse, which will take part in this country over the peninsula of...
Claire.
Hesitation.
Yeah. Hesitation, yes, because he wanted to say take place and he said take part and he couldn't get out of it. Oh, it's a tough game, but Claire, you cleverly got in. You have 52 seconds and you have the 11th of August, 1999.
Until Stephen started his discourse on the eclipse, which I so rudely interrupted, I wasn't aware at all of the significance of August the 11th, 1999. I merely heard the date and thought, oh, it's 2 days after my best friend's birthday. Have I missed it already? Again. But in fact, it is the date when many people will be travelling...
Tony, you challenge.
Repetition of date.
Yes, we had too much date there. And there are 37 seconds available for Tony to tell us something about the 11th of August, 1999.
The 11th of August 1999 is the night I am going to see the Millennium Inn, because there will be so many crowds on December the 31st. Get in there first, I say.
Yes,
Repetition of inn. See it in and get in there first.
Repetition of what?
Inn.
Oh,
in.
Right. That's a tough challenge. In, a little small word, but often it gets passed by. But no, Claire, correct challenge. Another point to you. 26 seconds available. The 11th of August, 1999. Starting now.
It has occurred to me that that challenge was grossly unfair. It was only a very small word. But continue as I must. August the 11th, 1999. The whole world will decamp to Cornwall. Not a good day to be on the A303 or on the M5.
Yes, I know the challenge.
Yeah.
Who? I didn't see which light came on. Which one was it? It was Stephen, yes, yours.
Two threes.
Yes, 303,
A303. Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was on.
No. No.
303, that's the way to play the game. That's why you have to listen. 11th of August is back with you, Stephen, with another point as well. 11th of August, 1999.
The 11th of August, 1999 is, of course, 10 days away from the 1st of August, 1999.
And you've... challenge, why?
Oh, it is.
It is.
Forget I said that. These years of education totally lost on me.
you don't give the betting odds as well when you're racing, do you?
Oh,
sometimes?
Very rarely, very bad.
So, Stephen, the 11th of August, 1999 is with you starting now.
At 10:30 on that morning, the skies will grow dark.
I'm afraid his brain has as well.
No, go for the drama.
Not an acting performance we want.
Hesitation, right.
Hesitation.
4 seconds, Tony. The 11th of August, 1999, starting now.
August the 11th, 1999, will be my birthday, as it was the previous year, and the one before...
Tony Hawks is then speaking as a whistle away and gained that extra point for doing so, and he is moving forward. He's now equal with Claire Balling, just behind Wendy Richard, but Stephen Frost has taken the lead. And Tony Hawks, your turn to begin. The subject, JAM. A lot of people don't know that those are the initials we use for this particular programme. Just a minute. It's colloquially referred to as JAM. Will you talk about the subject of JAM? 60 seconds, if you can, starting now, Tony.
One very good way to impress people is to go up to them and say, did you know that Just a Minute is J-A-M, jam? And they will be so bowled over by how impressive a figure you are knowing that that they...
Claire, you're challenged. Yes, so impressed. There's too much
impressive
impression.
Impressive a figure the second time.
Impressive and impressed.
Oh, no, you can...
Right, yes, you've got it, Tony. Right.
I
50 seconds still on jam, starting now.
A good thing to do when you're in a traffic jam is to let a little bit of a gap develop in front of you, then look in the mirror and see how it's irritating the person in the car behind. And then don't fill it and let it get really big and then they try and overtake and then zoom up into it like that. It really makes them angry and they shout at you and the veins come out on their neck and it's really pleasing if you can do...
really.
Really, yes, there were two reallys there. Mm. So, Claire, another point to you for a correct challenge, and you have 24 seconds to tell us something about jam starting now.
Borsfly jam did nearly release.
Hesitation.
You're getting another point there. Correct challenge. And you have jam and you have 31 seconds starting now.
My favourite jam is strawberry seedless jam because the pips don't get...
Sorry. It was in that. I was so excited because I love strawberry jam. And it was just an automatic reflex. I do apologise. It wasn't meant to be a challenge.
Oh, dear. Because you interrupted, Stephen, he gets a point for that. He keeps the subject. He has 26 seconds. Jam starting now.
I used to make it when I was a child. Would pick the strawberries from a
place. And Claire.
Strawberries.
Yeah. Right, Claire, you've got in. Another point to you. 22 seconds available. Jam starting now.
Which gives me a chance to explain what I was trying to do earlier, which was to sing a rap. It begins.
And,
We had a wee hesitation.
We did indeed, Wendy. Yes, she was trying to say it, and she couldn't get it out that time either. There are 17 seconds on Jam with you starting now.
I really love jam, especially on toast.
And why have you sounded to you?
Well, I got excited when she said jam. This is fantastic.
Well, what you've done is a little tit for tat, which is very fair. You've given her a point because it was an incorrect challenge, and she keeps the subject. And 14 seconds on jam. Wendy, with you, starting now.
It's very difficult to say.
Yes. I'm going to go for hesitation.
I think you'll be right.
Oh, you
You should have drawn your breath before you came here.
I mean, that is really unfair, Stephen.
Well, I must be fair with you just a minute. There was a full 2 seconds before you opened your
mouth. I was...
In this game, you have to get going much quicker than that. You know that. You've played it many times before with great success.
I know, and I've had this argument before.
But I've got to be fair within the rules of just a minute. So Stephen has a correct challenge, and he has 12 seconds. Jam, starting now.
If you take lots of sugar, boil it up with the fruit of your choice, and make sure that you've got enough gelatine so it's nice and firm when you spread it.
Wendy, you've challenged.
Nice.
Nice, yes. She did nice before. She was determined to get you that title. No matter what you said, she was going to get you that title. Right.
Examined by Perry Mason on drugs.
Wendy, you've cleverly got in with only 3 seconds on jam starting now.
Favourite jams are strawberry, gooseberry, lemon pear.
No, she was challenged us before that.
Strawberry from before.
No, she didn't say strawberry.
She did.
No, he
you
said
did.
Strawberry.
No, but you did too.
Yes, I know, but she wasn't playing the game at that
she
time.
She said she wanted strawberry on jam on
she
toast.
She said how much
I've given you another point, then.
Thank you.
Yes,
that's all right.
Another point with only half a second to go. Jam is with Wendy starting now. And then goes the whistle again.
Mum! Yes.
Wonderful, trying to control the show and also tell the chat to blow the whistle at the right moment. Anyway, Wendy Richard was then speaking as that whistle went, gained that extra point for doing so. She's now equal in the lead with Stephen Frost. They're sitting side by side. There's a great needle match going on between them. And trailing a little behind them are Tony Hawks and Claire Balding. And who are going to begin the next round? It is Claire Balding. April showers. Oh, tell us something. We're in the month of April, but tell us about the showers starting now.
I think this is a phrase that they put into the travel guides when they're trying to sell holidays to Britain, to Americans, to just make up for the fact that it rains all the time in April. April showers sound so much more charming than the fact that you just thought spring is here, you've walked out into the park wearing a T-shirt and shorts for the first time, and it starts to pee down with the wet stuff, and you find that your breasts are on show to all sorts of strangers in the park.
Oh, who's challenged, Tony?
I was getting carried
away. I'm afraid that got me rather
So what is your challenge when the rules are just a minute?
Could it be deviation? And completely.
No, I think the picture she painted was quite clear to me, actually. I was a bit carried away. Rather excited. I'm going to let her continue. I'm enjoying this particular part of the show. But, Tony, we enjoy the challenge. Shall we give you a bonus point for a delightful challenge? But Claire gets a point for being interrupted and continues on April showers with 37 seconds available starting now.
As you wander outside wearing, as I said, very little, you will find that the wet water that is falling upon you...
Yes, Tony.
Repetition of wet.
Yes, you had a bit too much wet before.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
You did try and get out of it with a rather... prosaic word, but we won't emphasise that. 32 seconds, Tony. April showers starting now.
Though April showers may come your way, they bring the showers that bloom in...
Who's challenged? Yes, showers.
Deviation, out of tune.
I sang the wrong words, actually, didn't I?
I know. Yes, darling.
No, he did. He sang the wrong words.
Yeah. I know, but that wasn't the challenge. It was for the wrong tune. And I think you can take the...
Wrong programme as well.
And the wrong programme. Right? You can take... If you had him for the wrong words, I would have given it to you. But the fact that he was on the wrong tune doesn't matter, because you can take a song and put it to the wrong tune. They often do it in... I'm sorry, I haven't a clue.
It's not actually the wrong tune. You said he was out of tune, but that was the right tune for April showers.
Well, if it's out of tune, it's the wrong tune, isn't it?
I just say, we've got to hurry up, because we've got to clear it by 6. We've got to do a remake of Crossroads, isn't it?
Right, so it's an incorrect challenge. So, Tony, you keep the subject of April showers. You have 26 seconds starting now.
April showers me with gifts every time I go round to her house. She finds me so attractive, and who wouldn't? After all, I am a very charming and delectable man indeed. But less of that and more of April showers that come from the sky. They fall down onto your head and you become damp and your breasts become very... I like that, right?
I think he's definitely a deviant.
If that is true, he is a deviant, but I will give it to you because it is deviation, because I cannot believe, however wet the weather, his breasts could become all peculiar like that. And so, Wendy, correct challenge, and there are 8 seconds on April showers starting now.
April showers give one the impression of a light rainfall.
Yes.
It was a bit of a stumble there, wasn't it?
Bit of a stumble, in fact it was.
You're thinking about your dog again,
So, Stephen, you've got 4 seconds on April showers starting now.
This is when the rain falls down quite lightly in the month of April. That's why it's called April showers.
Right. Stephen Frost, speakers, whistle, end game, that extra point. If you're interested in the points, because I always think the contributions are more important than that. But Stephen is he's out in the lead, where he was in the lead before. But it's only one ahead of Wendy Richard, and just behind them, not many points separating amidst Tony Hawks and Claire Balding in that order. And Wendy, your turn to begin. The subject, midlife crisis. Can you... Don't be unkind. It's a wonderful subject. It's a very important, it's a very significant subject.
I'm sure that... very dear to your heart, obviously.
Thank you, Claire. Why do you always clap when they're rude to me? That's what I mean. Anyway, no, I think I've passed my midlife crisis. I'm reaching my elderly crisis. But, anyway, a midlife crisis is the subject, and Wendy, and you start now.
I think midlife crisis is... come in many shapes and forms.
Yes, Tony.
I'm sorry to be a bit smug here, but it's crises, I think.
I'm very glad you said that, because you did sound so
midlife crisis.
Smug.
That's what's written on the card. No, read it?
Is the plural of that, crises?
Yes, it is, but it's not written. It's written as midlife crisis.
But Wendy said crisis is. That's what he's trying to... Should we take him to one side and get through this again?
I think it was too smug a challenge. Anyway, carry on. I was showing off in a horrible way, and everyone hates me.
Well, I'm afraid those who haven't had your classical education might well talk about crisis ease. But we do, of course, in EastEnders, they accept that. Mm. And therefore, let's be generous to Wendy on this occasion and say, Wendy, don't say it again. Carry on in a midlife crisis. 56 seconds starting now.
Midlife crisis can take many shapes and forms. As far as I was concerned, I had a midlife crisis the other morning when my washing machine flooded all over the kitchen floor. I had to get a mop and bucket, well, actually I didn't, somebody else did it for me, and clear up all this mucky stuff that had suddenly appeared from behind this piece of apparatus. Other times...
Claire.
Hesitation, I know you were really
struggling.
No,
thank you.
No, I don't think you were. I think
you
were going with...
You hate me, don't you?
To be interrupted.
I think it's very laudable to have a midlife crisis when someone else clears up a mess for you.
Frightfully glad.
No, I disagree with Claire's challenge, and I don't think you were hesitating.
Thank you.
So you can carry on with your midlife crisis. Tell us more about the traumas and dramas in your life. And there are 35 seconds to do it, starting now.
The character I play in EastEnders is called Pauline Fowler, and she has had so many midlife crises.
Yes.
Is that her?
Yes.
I'm wondering who this was going on next.
Have you got a photo for him?
Of the washing machine.
So, give a bonus point to Stephen because we enjoyed the challenge, or that will join the interruption. But as you were interrupted, you get a point for that, Wendy, and you continue on midlife crisis starting now.
Well, that character has had so many midlife crises.
Tony, yes.
A repetition of character.
Yes, you mentioned the character you played Pauline before.
Right.
Yes. I'm not being unkind to you, Wendy.
No.
It was correct. Tony Hawks has got the subject. He's got 27 seconds. He's got a midlife crisis and... well, he hasn't got a midlife crisis. He's got the subject of midlife crisis. And you start now.
I had a midlife crisis when my cooker broke down and Jeeves the butler took 25 minutes to fix it. I was...
Wendy.
I'm challenging him. He's taking the mickey out of me. He's... You know, he's just trying to copy what I said, so really, yeah. that is repetition. Yeah.
No, you
and
can
it
take,
was not
you
said so nicely as I did.
Or recycle it if you want, as long as you don't repeat yourself any of the other words. Anybody could, it wouldn't make
Look,
a boring...
Look, it's obvious what he's doing. It's, there's not a, an original thought came out there.
Pauline Powell. I know it is. You can't disagree with her. She's a goddess.
Yes. Can't get the frying pan out in a minute.
Leave it out. This is family. Leave it out. Family, leave it out.
Actually, that's not my family says that, Nicholas.
Isn't
that's
it? Which
the Mitchells,
family is it?
But we're the nice ones. Yeah.
So what is the... I know it isn't, darling, yes. But what is your challenge within the rules of Just a Minute?
What I said, really, his was repetition, because he was just reiterating what I had said earlier on.
I know, but that's not one of the rules of Just a Minute. He can repeat it all, if he can remember it. And so, I'm sorry, it's an incorrect challenge.
Oh, I'm
so
not you sorry, have a I'm absolutely
What do you mean he can repeat everything I've said if he can remember
Wendy,
it?
Darling, I love you dearly, I've known you for years, and you've played this game many times. Anybody can recycle anybody
You're
else's...
You're changing the rules.
I'm not changing...
Yes, you are, because we got into trouble with our strawberries, didn't we?
We're going to have a punch up
on this. Midlife crisis. This is the end of the world, it is just a game.
He hasn't said those words before. So, Tony, you have a incorrect challenge and a point, and you have midlife crisis and 19 seconds starting now.
Some people stay that the midlife crisis.
And who some people stay?
He said stay.
I know, he's gone all over it. Yeah, he's been intimidated
worked,
by the
opposite. Right? Yeah. No, I'll do it first, and then you drop me, and you can actually get the point. Right. Yeah, couldn't mind me just for me, I'm going off for a pint.
Stephen, 17 seconds. Your midlife crisis now, starting now.
I remember the first time I saw someone having a midlife crisis. It wasn't a pretty sight. Their hair was falling out, they were crying and dribbling. And in fact,
and whose challenge? It's Tony.
He was looking in the mirror.
Oh, they're so rude to each other. Tony, the audience laughs, so we give you a bonus point. And Stephen, you still have the subject and a point for being interrupted. And 8 seconds starting now.
If one has a midlife crisis, the first thing to remember is don't.
Yes, Wendy.
I think there was hesitation.
There definitely was. I'm always fair, Wendy. Correct challenge. Another point to you. Let's hear more about... And you've cleverly got in with 2 seconds to go. It pays to wait, you see, because you'll probably keep going for these 2 seconds on your midlife crisis, starting now.
Midlife crisis can occur to most people.
Richard speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point. So let me give you now the final situation or the final score. Well, Claire Balding, who hasn't made the game as much as the others, came actually in fourth place, but a very strong fourth place, yes. She was bringing up the rear. If he'd been on horseback, of course, she'd been way out in the lead. And then came Tony Hawkes. If he'd been on horseback, he'd have been way, way behind by now. And if Stephen had been on horseback, he wouldn't have been in the show at all. And but Wendy Richard, who takes to the air with such aplomb, and did so well, 1 point ahead of Stephen. So we say, Wendy, you're our winner today. Yes. Everybody's happy about that. And this is a fun game that really gets the adrenaline going, and all kinds of things can happen. But we've enjoyed ourselves, so let me say, on behalf of our talented guests, Tony Hawkes, Claire Balding, Wendy Richard, Stephen Forrest and myself, Nicholas Parsons, we hope you've enjoyed the show today and you'll be wanted with us the next time we play Just a Minute. Until then, from us all, goodbye!